State Department revokes over 175,000 visas of foreigners arrested for fraud, theft, drunk driving. By John Binder on August 11, 2026. President Donald Trump's State Department has revoked more than 175,000 visas of foreign nationals accused of crimes like fraud, theft, and drunk driving, among others, since the start of last year. This week, State Department officials said most of the foreign nationals who have had their visas revoked thus far are accused of assault, drunk driving, theft, drug crimes, as well as fraud, immigration violations, and endangering national security. In addition, officials said a large portion of the visas revoked were for child abuse, sexual assault, embezzlement, and reckless driving. Related, how can almost all H-1B visas go to this one area of the world? For example, one foreign national had his visas revoked after having been charged with rape and sexual battery of a victim who was mentally disabled. Likewise, a foreign national had their visa revoked after being charged with felony kidnapping, human trafficking, and sexual exploitation of a minor. Other examples of visa revocations include a foreign national arrested for disorderly conduct, resisting arrest with violence, drunk driving, and domestic violence. A U.S. embassy in North Africa revoked over 100 visas for birth tourist parents who came to the United States primarily to give birth so their children would get U.S. citizenship. A foreign national charged with sodomy of a child and aggravated sexual battery. A foreign national charged with over a dozen counts of possessing child sexual abuse material. A foreign national was arrested for driving with heroin and a blood alcohol level more than 3x the legal limit. Multiple foreign nationals who celebrated the assassination of Charlie Kirk, including one who stated "When fascists die, Democrats don't complain," and another who said he died too late. A foreign national who claimed to operate a legitimate business helping vulnerable patients access health care helped orchestrate a massive Medicaid scam, billing for over $5 million of fake services. A foreign national built a company on lies, faking revenue and fooling investors to swindle millions of dollars from clients. The foreign national used the false claims and forged letters to fraudulently secure a visa. A foreign national who came to the U.S. to teach young students and was then arrested for sexually assaulting one. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has similarly revoked visas of foreign nationals considered dangerous to national security, such as a Cuban national with ties to the communist regime. Iranian nationals with ties to the Iranian regime have also had their visas revoked, along with a Laotian child sex offender who was previously pardoned by Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., and a Kuwaiti national accused of wishing violence against Trump while calling Americans the enemy. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com.